Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Scheidbach, Brain Sword. Well, where do I begin today? Wow, look at all this. Good night. Here's a guy who wants to change the law so children can have more than two parents. Here's a guest on some radio show, who explains why Romans 1 is not a statement of God's displeasure against homosexuality. I mean, not really. Oh, wow. Oh, look at this. Romney speaks at the NAACP and tells them he's going to repeal Obamacare, or call for the repeal of Obamacare. Wow. Good for him. Interesting. Congress voted to repeal Comicare. Obamacare. And mercy, have you noticed that lying, I mean, is the modus operandi of the Obama campaign? Good night. Obama's taken the whole lying politician thing to new levels. All right. Anyway, folks, get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, before I dive into the virtual sea of material we have before us today, let me express my gratitude to all of you who attended my little get-together Sunday night. The invitation was very late notice, and I only announced it one time, and you came that very weekend anyway, and I really appreciate it. We will be doing these things more regularly, and I'll announce them with sufficient advance notice to allow more of you to plan to be with us. We had some of our folks dressed in period costumes representing some of our favorite signers of the Declaration of Independence. Some treats to enjoy, the chance to meet, and a message, I'm sure, that inspires you. I recommend all of you call in and get a free copy of the message I preached at this event titled Renewing the Declaration. It lays it out straight and shows how the Obama administration is committing the same offenses against the liberty of Americans today that provoked our founders to write the Declaration of Independence back then. This one is on us, so call in and ask for Renewing the Declaration, and we'll arrange to send that out to you. The DVD of that message will be available in about a week, but I'll have to ask for a donation of $5 to get the DVD. You can have the CD, the audio CD, for free. Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. I'll leave your message for me telling me you want Renewing the Declaration. Leave your phone number. We'll get back to you to get the information we need to ship that to you. And by the way, it's totally free. There's no shipping cost, nothing. You just call, tell us you want Renewing the Declaration, and we'll send you the audio CD free. And you know, while I'm at it, I have another CD here, a resource for you who are engaged culture warriors. A while back, I asked you to call in for a show number 367, which included a message from me to the managers and employees of Home Depot and Starbucks. In that show, number 367, I explain why we Christians object to them identifying their store brand with the homosexual agenda. Well, I appreciate the response we've had on that so far. I revamped the audio CD. I made it a direct appeal to the managers and employees of Starbucks and Home Depot, and elaborated more fully on the diseases related to that behavior, and directly call on the managers to tell the community that even though they are associated with the company, they don't appreciate having the company speak for their conscience on this social issue and prefer to keep their business neutral in the debate. And I'm debating whether or not to go ahead and call for a boycott or whether it would be simply better to aggressively inform the community what these stores are promoting in our neighborhood. Okay? In fact, hey, you know what? Let's talk about this for a minute. To boycott or not to boycott? Now, we've used boycotts many times to get the attention of certain companies who, for reasons that baffle me, decide to take sides in a sensitive cultural debate, such as the current battle to protect the traditional view of marriage and family values from the homosexual activists, in which we protest a lifestyle that is destructive morally, physically, and spiritually. I mean, think about this. Home Depot, Starbucks, the rest of them have to know that we are we're very sensitive about this issue on both sides, by the way. And why choose sides? It's a question of religious belief, a question of social tradition that has roots deep into millennia of human history. And we, that is the Christians, have essentially said, and listen to the fairness of this, we're not expecting your company or any company to publicly identify as pro-family or pro-traditional marriage. Or in other words, we've never asked you or any company to identify their business brand with our cause. However, the homosexual activists have done exactly that, and they have pressured and sometimes deceived and sometimes worked their way into positions of influence within the administrative levels of these companies and then led them to add agents of social change to their company mission statement, which is absurd. And then they have decided to take a public posture against us and for the homosexual agenda. This is divisive, and you know what? It's wrong. It's wrong for a lot of reasons, but consider this. Have you thought how many Christians work for Home Depot or Starbucks? Do all Starbucks and Home Depot employees and managers believe in homosexual marriage? The point is, by what logic do the CEOs of these companies conclude they have the right to decide for all of their employees which side they're going to take in this debate? I mean, if I owned a franchise, I'd be furious. Who made them God? What gave them the right to decide your morals for you? Huh? Employee of Starbucks or Home Depot, you know, that when you put on your uniform, whether apron or whatever, that you're going to be forced thereby to publicly identify with the homosexual agenda, contrary to your personal beliefs. Who do these people think they are? Now, how do you stand for this? Can you imagine if it was the other way around? And we're seeing so much of this today. Can you imagine what would happen if a company publicly identified with the pro-family cause and made a public statement against homosexual marriage? I mean, the sharks in the mainstream media would smell blood and there would be a feeding frenzy. It would be considered outrageous that the company CEOs would presume to speak for everybody in the organization. And you know that what I'm saying is true. But unfortunately, most Christians today simply don't know what to do with this. I know I'm talking to them. It's by design. We are being overwhelmed by a veritable flood of pro-homosexual propaganda. The homosexual activists have been planning this for a long time. They are organized and systematic in their attack on our traditional moral values. They are willing to use outrageous deceit without conscience. They hide the truth about their lifestyle from the public. They hide their full agenda, which, by the way, includes destroying all prohibitions in the area of sex. That's right, including bestiality, pedophilia, incest, the works. Don't roll your eyes. It's true. Hiding behind the delicate sensibilities of Christians who are not comfortable talking about what this lifestyle is really all about. And then also bullying weak Christians into submission who are intimidated into silence by accusations of bigotry or using their own beliefs taken out of context against them, like, you know, love your neighbor, that kind of thing, and distorting all that. How is it bigotry to tell the truth about a dangerous lifestyle? How is it unloving to warn people of a dangerous lifestyle? How is it not bigotry to attack Christians for what they believe? What sense does it make to promote a lifestyle in our culture that is associated with all sorts of diseases and misery and one that is clearly unnatural? And although you liberals never answer the question, only roll your eyes and dodge it, it's a question that demands an answer. If you have any intellectual honesty, you're going to have to answer this question. If you argue that homosexuality is okay, what argument do you have against polygamy, pedophilia, or bestiality for that matter? You realize you weaken and ultimately destroy any argument against any of these things. Or this latest idea that a child can have as many parents as, well, what? As many as he chooses to have? Or as many as decide to be a parent? How's that going to work out? How many parents are too many? Can a kid have 20 or 30 or 40? I mean, what possible way can you think of next to compromise and finally destroy marriage in this country? My little tirade here all started with me making you aware of a resource you might like to use as a culture warrior in the culture war. This CD, titled A Message to the Employees and Managers of Home Depot and Starbucks, is available on our webpage and can be downloaded, and you have my permission to copy it as much as you want and distribute it at will. I suggest you take it to your local Starbucks and Home Depot managers and employees and hand it to them. And by the way, when you go, you ought to buy something, buy a bucket or a cup of coffee or whatever. I mean, you know, go there to shop, but leave your CD with them. And if they fuss about it, you just tell them they're acting like Gestapo, huh? Tell them they're behaving like fascists. Tell them they're exercising mind control over their employees. Ask them if they believe in free speech, or is that only for what they believe? And of course, you do all this with a smile. You know, ask them why they're afraid of the truth. Ask them what's wrong with hearing both sides. And remind them, if you will, that you didn't pick this fight with them. They picked it with us. They need to be told that they picked a fight with the Christians in their communities by taking sides in an ongoing debate. I mean, there are a lot of things you can say. So anyway, all culture warriors, call in to 1-888-770-8000 and leave your message asking for the CD, a special message to employees and managers of Starbucks and Home Depot, or just mention the Home Depot CD or something like that would be fine. But I'll need you to help me out with this one. I'll need $2 to cover our costs. Now, the first CD I mentioned, Renewing the Declaration, that is free to all who call responding to this show this weekend. But now here's a little secret, folks. If you go to our website online at santamarialighthouse.org, you can download both of these free, and you can make all the copies you want, distribute them to anybody you want to. And you know what? I know it's difficult to pull the trigger, that is to shoot, as it were. I'm speaking in a metaphor. Sometimes the line sergeant has to go down the line banging soldiers on their helmets and hollering, shoot, for heaven's sake, shoot. And I feel like that sometimes when I'm dealing with Christians who freeze in the culture war and fail to shoot. Get the CD and shoot it, man. I don't mean make it a target, although some of you might like to do that. But get the CD and shoot it. That means hand it to an employee or a manager of Starbucks and Home Depot and do it with a courteous smile. Now, the CD mentions the possibility that I'll call for a boycott. I just thought you should know that. I don't know if I will. I'm talking to some friends and team members, and I don't know if it's the best approach. And let's include you in that discussion. I'm still thinking it over, but I wonder. Sometimes I feel like that isn't just an easy way out, you know? It's anonymous. You don't have to really do anything. Just stop shopping somewhere. And then you hope there are enough of us to make an impact on their bottom line that will get their attention. But, you know, I have a lot of mixed feelings about this. I mean, the economy being what it is, I'm not sure that's a good idea. I don't know if it's not somewhat of a retreat, actually. I'm interested in what you think about this. It seems to me that we should talk to these people. I think the problem is that they hear from one side too much. We need to tell them our side of this issue and do it in an appropriate way. And I wonder if it would not be more effective to simply aggressively take the positive action of educating the community to the truth about what these companies are promoting in our neighborhoods, rather than the negative and virtually invisible and questionably effective action of a boycott. And if you're going to use a boycott, I say you should write to the local store, not headquarters. And I'm not opposed to boycotting, that's fine. But if you just write your note to the headquarters and then stop, shall I just disappear? I don't know. Yeah, I think you should write to headquarters, of course. But I think the local managers of Starbucks and Home Depot right here in your town ought to know that they've lost your business. And they ought to know that you are personally out there campaigning to encourage as many people as you know to avoid shopping at their stores. That's the only way I can see a boycott really doing any good. But I'm beginning to think it might be better to simply get busy educating these people. If they become offensive and start calling you names for what you believe, well, then you probably won't want to shop at their particular store simply because they are rude, bigoted, and hateful people. And you don't want to do business with folks like that. But if they are pleasant, willing to hear you out, if they listen to your side of the debate and show you proper respect, I don't know, maybe it's best to make your case in that way. And then just work hard to help me educate the entire community about the mistake of promoting such a dangerous lifestyle. Well, anyway, I've gone a little long on this segment. I'll need to take a break. I want to, again, thank those of you who attended Sunday night. I am very grateful you took the time to come on such short notice. And I'll look forward to seeing you again, I trust, very soon. We'll have other opportunities like this in the near future, and I'll give you more notice so you can plan to be with us. Thank you. Now, all of you, and I mean lights on or lights off listeners, and if you've been listening for any length of time, you know what that means. Lights on, you agree. Lights off, you don't. All of you, call and get the free offer this weekend. It's this weekend only. renewing the declaration, a very important message. Renewing the declaration. One person said they wanted to get this CD into the hands of all of our representatives in Congress. I think that's a good idea. That one's free this weekend only, and that includes shipping. Now, for $2, I'll send you a copy of my new CD, a great tool for the culture warriors out there who want to do more than gripe and complain about this ongoing attack against our traditional values, and you want to do something. Well, you call, and I'll send you a CD titled A Special Message to Employees and Managers of Home Depot and Starbucks. The number to call is 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. I'll be right back. Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur and pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church here in Santa Maria. Beginning Sunday, July 29 at 9:30 a.m., I'll begin a teaching series titled How to Have a Happy Home. Mrs. Scheidbach and I celebrated our 39th wedding anniversary this June. We've weathered many storms together, raised our son together, survived a battle with cancer together, lived through our son's deployment in Afghanistan together. And last week, we were thrilled as together we witnessed our son's proposal to his bride-to-be. At the beach where we often spent time together, under the pier, on a knee, he asked the love of his youth to become his bride. And now together, we look forward to his wedding and grandchildren. We know the joy of a happy home. We did it by following the guidelines taught in the Bible. And I'm looking forward to sharing the wisdom God has given us with you, so you can have a happy home too. Join me Sunday, July 29 at 9:30 a.m. and have a happy home.
Called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur and pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church here in Santa Maria. Mrs. Scheidbach and I celebrated our 39th wedding anniversary this June. We raised our son together, survived a battle with cancer together, lived through our son's deployment in Afghanistan together, and now together we look forward to his wedding. We know the joy of a happy home. Sunday, July 29 at 9:30 a.m. here at the Lighthouse, I'll begin a class called How to Have a Happy Home. Join me at the Lighthouse, July 29, 9:30 a.m., and learn how you can have a happy home too.
Stand by. Five, the Brain four, Massage Show three, is about two, to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Well, folks, as you know, we've got a lot going down here in America. And there is much at stake in the upcoming election. And many of you think I need to be concentrating all my firepower on Obama. Well, I agree. Obama is without question the most anti-family, pro-homosexual president ever. In my CD, Renewing the Declaration, I show that Obama is guilty of offending liberty in almost all the ways that provoked our founders to write the Declaration of Independence. I express my outrage. And that outrage echoes in the hearts of all true God-fearing patriots. I really want you to hear this message, so call 1-888-770-8000 and ask for your free copy. Now, that includes shipping and everything, totally free, Renewing the Declaration. Call 1-888-770-8000. Go ahead, call right now. It's okay. You can leave a message for me. And someone on my staff will get back to you to arrange shipment of your free CD, Renewing the Declaration. But you have to call this weekend. After that, I have to charge for the CD. Now, folks, no president has done more to advance the cause of the homosexual agenda than Obama. His campaign was represented at the June 10th Gay Pride Parade in Philly. Campaigners holding Vote for Obama placards marched in that parade. So what is it that Obama supports? What does he identify his campaign with? You know, it's amazing how the homosexual agenda is destroying all semblance of morality in this country. Now roll your eyes, listen up. Okay, I've got in front of me, I don't know, about five or six pictures of the gay rights parade that took place June 10, 2012 in Philly. And where, by the way, Obama's campaigners proudly marched with Obama placards. And of course, Home Depot was a proud is a proud sponsor of the Gay Pride March there in Philly. And what is particularly disturbing is that Home Depot presents a children's booth at this event. Now, here's the thing. All of these pictures are disturbing. But let me tell you about one of them, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Here's a picture of two men in, I guess you'd call them Speedos, grinding on one another on a float in this parade. The parade is public, and it's attended by children, by the way, adults. And it is in the open. Or in other words, this is not something going on in the privacy of someone's bedroom. This is being done in full view of the public. Home Depot and the Obama campaign, proud sponsors of this sort of thing, were there, and Home Depot presented a booth specifically designed to attract the interest of children. So we must conclude Home Depot specifically desires to promote the homosexual lifestyle to children. Now, here's the question. What would you think if the two people on the float I mentioned were a man and a woman? What if a man and a woman were wearing what amounts to, say, very skimpy pair of panties? And, for modesty's sake, let's even throw in a sheer bra for the girl. I mean, these guys were practically naked. And they were on the float in public, grinding on one another passionately as the float goes down the road in full view of the children and the public. Would you think that was an appropriate public display? You probably wouldn't. Isn't it weird that the homosexuals in this country have succeeded at corrupting the moral sensitivities of people like Obama and those who manage and who work for Home Depot, that they would be okay with putting in front of children in public the perverse and confusing image of two near-nude men acting out sexually, when those same people would most likely object if it was a depiction of the more natural behavior of a man and a woman displaying this gyrating sexual behavior publicly on a float. Huh? Or would they? Maybe your moral sensitivities have been so corrupted you no longer see the inappropriateness of this kind of public display of human sexuality. You no longer have that natural sense of shame that this, God's sacred gift to marriage, would be stripped of its mystique, its honor, and made common and vulgar. I mean, the only thing that separates the marriage from every other relationship on earth, that binds two to become one, that God honored by connecting it to reproduction, extending into the world children born in the image and likeness of God himself, the Creator. But these beast-like people desire to rape it of all its real meaning, higher than sensual pleasure, and so rob it of any real enduring pleasure and render it incapable of ministering that deep satisfaction of soul to the soul that belongs only to the bed that is undefiled. For all whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Whoremongering, that word built out of the word porno, A-O, wanton promiscuity. And by the way, wanton promiscuity is virtually systemic in the homosexual lifestyle. Perhaps we should have a parade here in Santa Maria. Huh? And invite the guys and gals at the Rhino Club to display their antics. How about a little lap dance on a float in full view of the public, huh? You know, at an event to which children are invited. Think about this. Maybe Home Depot would like to participate. Perhaps even sponsor such a float in such a parade. Perhaps we could count on Home Depot to put up a booth for children to this event. Now, come on, all of you who just love to sympathize with the homosexual activists, come on, get real about this. Let's give you a look at what you're promoting. Look at it. What, so long as the parade is far away in Philly or in some big city like Frisco, then it's okay? I'm not even going to describe some of these other pictures at this time. I challenged the manager of Home Depot. I mean the guy that smugly rejected the CD offered to him. Yeah. Who is so bigoted he won't even listen to the other side of this debate. He has no time for that because he's there to do business, but he has time to promote the homosexual lifestyle together with his business. Isn't that interesting? Right here in Santa Maria, and the managers, by the way, are the Starbucks stores here in our town. I challenge them to openly tell the people of Santa Maria that you've looked at these pictures and that you approve of this behavior, because that is what you're promoting in our town with your support of the homosexual lifestyle. Will they say, well, it's one thing for Home Depot to participate in a gay pride event in Philly, but we would object to that happening here in Santa Maria? What kind of hypocrisy is that? And what about getting the rhino gals on a float and doing a little lap dance mime for all of our children to watch wonderingly? Kind of bothers you, doesn't it? Why? You don't mind being a part of what's going on there in Philly in that parade? The homosexual agenda is dumbing down morality in our cities. Some of you are beginning to wake up. You're still a bit foggy, but it's beginning to sink in. If Home Depot is okay with the confusing image of two near-nude men gyrating, passionately grinding on one another on a public float with children in the audience, exactly what is your argument against having a parade in this town right here in River City, right down Broadway with near-nude men and women gyrating on one another? Or some scantily clad babes demonstrating a lap dance on a floating public parade? If you have any moral sense left, you agree that this would be inappropriate. So why is it okay, so long as it's homosexuals and way off in Philly? And I ask you, how can you possibly support a man like Obama who endorses this sort of thing? And how can you, managers and employees at Home Depot and Starbucks, how can you remain silent when your company is promoting and standing behind this sort of behavior? Alas, I must ado. But first, a Bible thump alert. Bible thump alert! Hebrews 13, verse 4. Quote, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. End quote. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know if you see that they are on. You call me at 1-888-770-8000 and say, lights on, if you see that they are on. That is, if you'll ride like Revere and spread the warning, you'll become a cultural warrior and you'll get engaged in the fight. It essentially means you agree with what I'm saying. Or you could call and say, lights off, which means you reject what I'm saying and disagree strongly with me. I welcome lights on and lights off calls. What will it be today, I wonder? Lights on or lights off? Call 1-888-770-8000. That is 1-888-770-8000. And leave me a message on our listener response hotline. It's a free call to anyone within the continental United States. Now we have 15,700 and counting subscribers to our podcast. I'd like to hear from you also. You can contact me by going to our website, thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. Click on the Contact Us button and you'll have an opportunity there to say lights on or lights off, and then send if you're in a hurry, or put lights on, lights or lights off, and then write me a message. I remind you to call me today for the free offer of a message I preached last Sunday night titled Renewing the Declaration. It's free. That is shipping the whole works. It'll be sent to you free of charge. You call 1-888-770-8000 and ask for the free CD, Renewing the Declaration. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church. Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur and pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church here in Santa Maria. Beginning Sunday, July 29 at 9:30 a.m., I'll begin a teaching series titled, How to Have a Happy Home. Mrs. Scheidbach and I celebrated our 39th wedding anniversary this June. We've weathered many storms together, raised our son together, survived a battle with cancer together, lived through our son's deployment in Afghanistan together. And last week, we were thrilled as together we witnessed our son's proposal to his bride-to-be. At the beach where we often spent time together, under the pier on a knee, he asked the love of his youth to become his bride. And now together, we look forward to his wedding and grandchildren. We know the joy of a happy home. We did it by following the guidelines taught in the Bible. And I'm looking forward to sharing the wisdom God has given us with you so you can have a happy home too. Join me Sunday, July 29 at 9:30 a.m. and have a happy home.